Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on releasing and transforming negative subconscious beliefs with sound. We did a little bit a couple of weeks ago, but we're really going to get into it tonight or today. Releasing negative subconscious beliefs. Our intention is that we may all transform all these negative belief systems that we have buried sometimes in ourselves and completely be able to resonate what we want and what we need in the world to help ourselves and help others. That's all. Before we get started, I wanted to tell you a few things about things that are happening at the school. We're actually starting a new semester online Tuesday, February 7th, this Tuesday coming up. It's a perfect time to get started if you're available. We're doing classes Tuesday and Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., of course, all San Francisco time. If you can't make any of the classes, you can always watch videos. If you can't make any of the classes, you can always watch videos completely. And then we do check in with you every couple of weeks to make sure you're doing your homework and see if you have any questions and to go over assignments with you. We just had a woman that's in the class right now. She's just watching the videos, and she said that she's had anxiety attacks all her life, and she has now not had anxiety attacks in the last month from doing the sound work in the classes. And she said, practically in tears, she says, my life is completely transformed and changed. It was like amazing. So many stories. I have another woman today in a class. She said, you know, I'm no longer doing antidepressants, you know. And it's just one story after another. It's amazing how powerful this work is to really even just heal yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've also got the classes at the Institute. We just got started about a month ago. If you wanted to get started, you could actually start still here at the school in San Francisco. But the big thing is we've got the summer intensive starting June 10th, and it goes June 10th to the 23rd. And it's 2 weeks nonstop, 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night, immersive. You get in the zone, and you never come back. Rather, you never leave. You are there nonstop for 2 weeks, and it's incredible. We haven't killed a person off yet. Everybody just gets really deep, and I've scheduled it so, you know, we have, like, a more intellectual lecture class, and then we do some experiential work so you don't get overwhelmed. It's very healing. And that's half of our certificate program. If you want to do the second half, we've got another 2 weeks in August 5th to the 17th, I think. And we're also doing you could do that 2 weeks as the beginning also. I'm doing some makeup classes, 5 or 6 makeup classes to get people caught up. If you want to do that, but as just the first half, or you can do that as the second half, or you could do the second half online to complete the certificate program. And the certificate program is the first semester of the degree program, which is 4 semesters. So that, again, begins June 10th. And if you pay in full by the end of this week, you can get like $300 off for each of the 2 weeks, so a total of $600 off. Those are the classes. We also have the sound healing audio production class starting online next week. So if you're interested in that, we go over how to use audio production tools to really affect yourself in much deeper ways than just normal recording, and how sound and recording tools can be used to entrain you into all different brainwave states and to do physical healing to bring you into really high states of consciousness. That program starts again in May at the Institute, but we have it online. It works great online because I've got Pro Tools fed into It's like Skype, you know, we're using WebEx, but it's very similar to Skype. And you can actually hear me mixing while you're actually seeing it. And then when you do assignments, we can pull up your system. And it doesn't have to be Pro Tools. Some people are using Logic or Ableton Live. And it's really, there's no program like it. Just how you use software to do more empowering things, how you can really light people up with sound and music. It's incredible. So if you're interested, you can always give us a call at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or just go to our website, soundhealingcenter.com, and there's details of all of this. We also have a big concert coming up this Sunday, a week from tomorrow. On Sunday, February 12th, in honor of Valentine's Day, we're doing the Sound of Love concert. And we've got about 8 or 9 people that are amazing singers. We're going to be doing channeling. We're going to be raising the roof with love. We're going to be opening people's hearts further than they've ever been opened before, because it's 2012, you know. It's 2012, you know, right now. So if you are not in the area, get a flight. Get a flight. Come on out. And it's going to be quite incredible. We're also setting up a system with 24 speakers in a cube octahedron with a sphere around it. So you sit in the middle. It's like, it's like 15 feet high and 15. It's a 15 feet cube, and you're in the middle of these 24 speakers. Oh my God, oh my God! It will transform your life. It's amazing, and we're just getting it set up. Actually, today it should be ready to go on Monday. So we might be able to fit in something at the concert, but we're going to do another meetup where we're going to have a vibration day. We've got 4 or 3 sound tables and chairs, and so we're going to be putting people in the cube octahedron and in the chairs all evening long. So that's coming up probably around March 3rd. I haven't set the date yet. Actually, I've set the date, but I don't have it at hand. I think it's March 3rd, like a Friday night or so. So, of course, we do have some new music available. We have a song for losing weight. We have the Schumann resonance frequencies that are now available. And we also have a guided meditation on chakras besides our other 60 CDs. And of course, we also sell crystal bowls and tuning forks and also sound tables. So check us out, soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So let's get underway. You know, there's the basic law of resonance is that a really strong resonant field will entrain and attract whatever else is around it to it. So something that is a strong resonant field is, first of all, something that's just loud. But secondly, and actually more importantly than something that's loud, it's how long it lasts, the duration of it. So something that is there all the time, even if it's not loud in volume, will entrain us. I've mentioned many times about electricity in the walls entraining us. Actually did studies and found that people are the most natural frequency people think there is 60 cycles, which is the frequency in our walls. In Europe, they did the same study, and they found that people thought 50 hertz was the most natural frequency when they tested all the different frequencies. So it's not loud, but it's there all the time. It's amazing to think that we're in a room right now, and all around us is this frequency of 60 cycles, which is like, oh, God, it would be so great if they'd actually tuned it to something that was like 64 cycles or something more in tune with the human system. But the problem is not so much that it's not in tune with us. The problem is that this frequency is not consistent. Totally 100% consistent. It's like, ooh, ay, ooh, ay, ooh, ay. You know, it's not stable. Although it is there all the time, and since it's not stable and there all the time, it's throwing us off all the time. And so we have loud sounds that are large resonant fields. We have consistent sounds, but also the more people you get in a certain vibration, the stronger it is. So if you get a large number of people resonating a specific energy, like World Sound Healing Day coming up that Jonathan Goldman's doing on February 14th, or just a large number of people resonating love and light, or even just gratitude, or just being present and happy, then that entrains everybody else as well. So that's really powerful as well. Now, the biggest problem with resonant fields are subconscious beliefs. You know, based on the law of attraction, everybody knows pretty much these days that the deal is resonate what you want, or resonate the vibration of what it would be like when you have what you want, or resonate what you need or be in that vibration. And so a lot of us are looking at doing that. We're going, okay, I'll be in the vibration. In fact, you know, I've been in the vibration quite a while of receiving our funding. We've been waiting for a long time, and it's still not here, right? And a lot of people, you know, really practice resonating being in the vibration. But if you have a belief that you've grown up with, possibly even had for many lifetimes, that you do not deserve something, then that is a huge resonant field because it's been there for ages, especially if it's prominent in many lifetimes. So that resonant field attracts to you exactly what it is. I am not good enough. I don't deserve this. And we, most of us all have these subconscious beliefs. Sometimes they're really buried. Quite often they're not buried very deep. Quite often we actually know about these subconscious beliefs. And they're still, we still just go through our day resonating them, and it attracts on a quantum level, but also just, you know, people that are resonating the same beliefs. They see us and they go, oh, it's a friend. When technically it's just a negative subconscious belief that they see in you, and they go, oh, that's like a soulmate. Or not a soulmate, but that's like something that feels familiar. I'm going to hang out with them. Great. Now you've got even a stronger resonant field. You know, so we attract these people with that have the same subconscious beliefs as us all the time. And we resonate that energy even around people that don't have the same beliefs. And really, that kind of directs a lot of our relationships, directs our health, and it directs our wealth and how happy we are. So the trick is, how do we change these beliefs? Well, there's two steps to it to really be able to transform them. First of all, the basic, most basic step is to really focus on looking at yourself and looking to find these beliefs. You can really just delve in and intuitively just watch, you know, what goes on in your life and watch things that keep erupting in negative patterns over and over, or things that you keep seeing in relationships with people over and over. You could do that. But, you know, the simplest way is simply look at a list of negative beliefs. If you just look at the list and go, oh, I've got that one. I've got that one. Oh, yeah, sometimes that one. You know, that often helps. And sometimes you look at the list and you go, oh, I don't have that one, but I know one similar to that I've got. So it kind of triggers and brings up what you know you've got going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the list of negative beliefs. Okay? It's cool to get in the zone before you start working with these beliefs, because it's well known through hypnotherapy and also through EFT, that if you want to access the subconscious mind, you do vibrations that bring you into theta. Either you listen to theta or you do something that brings you down into theta. So let's do this. Let's play a song that will bring us down into theta. And the song is called Emotional Stress Release. And it's labeled ESR on our list. I'll play this song and really tune in and get in the zone. And once it's done, we'll address each of these negative beliefs. Okay? Emotional stress release. Thank you. many things you can use to get yourself in the zone. Just playing crystal bowls is great. Listening to songs like this. Even just doing toning. You know, even just speaking softly to yourself. You know, because soft voices at a slow tempo will bring you into theta as well. Okay, now let's look at some of these negative beliefs. And what we're going to do is we're going to take these negative beliefs and we're going to turn them around and make the sound of the opposite. This is really powerful when you really use sound to resonate the opposite. It's funny, sometimes you'll have beliefs that we've been told we are from other people or just from society, you know, from advertising and commercials. I mean, it's crazy. We're definitely not good enough because we need this new product, you know. So there's certain things that are pretty obvious that are wrong. We are good enough. But there are certain ones that we have buried really deep or that we really do believe we're not good enough. And those are the ones where you, when you turn them around, you kind of go, do I really believe I am good enough? And you can feel it when you actually turn it around. Sometimes, you know, most of the time it's easy. It's like, oh, yeah, I am good enough. And then you get to a certain one, you go, am I really smart enough? You know? And then you go, yes. So sometimes that's a good sign as to how deep these beliefs are. Okay, so let's go through them. I've got about 50 or 60 here. So we're not going to do all of them, but I'll mention all of them, and we'll do the opposite of quite a few of them. One of the most generic and most common negative belief on the planet is basically, I'm not good enough. You know, I was at a Louise Hay workshop and there was like 2,000 people in the audience and she said, everybody write down something that you'd like to change about yourself. And then everybody wrote something down and she said, okay, how many of you wrote, I'm not good enough? And like 80% of the audience raised their hand. That was really profound to see that. You know, so many of us think we're not good enough. But that's really pretty general. So I'm not even going to do this one. You know, the opposite, of course, is I am good enough. But let's do some more specific. Okay. And here's the deal. As I go through these, you know, look. Check it out and see if you have these in yourself. And then the deal is, when I make the sound of the opposite, make the sound with me. Even if you're not real comfortable making sound, just do a little ohm or something and hold that energy of the I am good enough in your mind while you're making the sound. Okay, so here's a common one. I'm not smart enough. I'm not clever enough. How many of you have that one? Okay, so turn this around and go, I am smart enough. I'm totally smart enough. So hold that idea, that intention, that resonance in your mind while we make sound of it. So we're making the sound of I am smart enough. Okay. Go ahead and join in with me if you like. If you can't do this out loud, make the sound in your head. Okay. Definitely hold this idea. Because even if you don't have this in you, by resonating that with the whole group here, however many we have listening right now, which is probably millions, right? Then what you want to do is when you resonate it, it helps the people that have that issue because we're creating an even stronger resonant field. So even if you don't have this one, tone with us. I am smart enough. Never happened to me. Good things hardly ever happen to me. The opposite. Good things happen to me all the time. Even when I'm least expecting it, good things are now going to happen to me all the time. We seal that energy with the sound. Good things happen to me all the time. Okay. I don't deserve good things because of what I've done. Ooh, that's a heavy one. I don't deserve good things because of what I've done. Turn that around. I deserve good things regardless of what I've ever done. I deserve good things regardless. Life is never easy. Life is always easy from now on. I'm an incompetent person. Or bad person. Bad, bad, bad. Sorry. I'm totally competent and wonderful. I'm just not good looking enough. I can never attract a mate. I'm just, I have so much problem because I'm not good looking enough. I'm really good looking. I'm beautiful in every way, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm really good looking. I can hear and feel some resistance on this one. I am good looking enough. Boy, this is a hard one, huh? Society has made it so important to be good looking, and a certain look is crazy. We're all beautiful. All types of other things about our body, you could say, I'm not tall enough. I'm too tall. No, I'm not the right body type. I'm not athletic enough. I don't have the correct weight. I've got a pimple. I've got a mole. I've got, I've got four toes. Goodness gracious, I am not perfect. I'm a mess. I'm not enough physically. I'm perfect physically. I am perfect physically in every way. Exactly the way I'm meant to be. The trick is, is with these, if you really have these, one of these is really deep in you, you know, you might want to, after the radio show is over, make the sound of it for like, God, if you can do it for a half hour, you know, the longer, or at least do it for quite a, like 5 minutes, you know. And then the trick is do it throughout the day. Do it for a whole week so you can really get this turned around. Okay, I'm too emotional. Jesus, I'm too emotional. Or I'm not emotional enough. I'm just not emotional enough. Exactly the right amount of emotion. I'm not spiritual enough. I don't connect to spirit. I don't connect to my soul enough. I'm just not spiritual enough. I am perfectly spiritual enough. I'm not worthy of spirit or enlightenment. I am worthy of enlightenment. I'm a simple person. I'm incapable of great things. I'm totally capable of great things. I'm not pure enough to help others heal. Got so many problems, I don't want to bring my problems on them. Spirit is never far from the surface, so I'm always pure enough and can access it to help myself and others. Okay, relationships, big ones, really big ones. Here's one I've got. I'm not caring or loving enough. I'm not loving enough. I'm totally caring and loving enough. I am not lovable. I am not lovable. I am lovable. Totally lovable. I don't even deserve to be loved. I do deserve to be loved. But I can't trust anyone. I can now trust people. Still being careful, but I can now trust. Always exploited by others. People take advantage of me all the time. I'm in my power and will never be exploited or taken advantage of again. I'm not going to overwhelm people, but I'm just solid in my power and flexible. So afraid of being judged by others all the time. I don't want people to think wrong of me, think I'm a bad person, not like me. I'm no longer afraid. I am what I am, and I'm perfect in every way. I'm secure in my own way of being and doing things. People are jerks. People are assholes. People are pure, loving spirits. Screw up relationships. Every time I get close to someone in business or any loving relationship, I screw it up. All my relationships are harmonious, no matter how close I get from now on. Let's play a song here. Let's do Imprinter. This is a really up, positive song, and it's really about the heart, because the heart is our main imprinter as far as morphogenetic fields inside our body. So let's focus on imprinting these higher vibrations through our heart, through our whole system, through the imprinter. Thank you. keep going. No, one more on relationships. People don't see my value. I'm invisible. They don't respect me. I'm totally respected the rest of my life. People see me. Money, others don't have money. They'll have less. It's wrong to have a lot of money when others are starving. The more money I have, the more I can help others. I don't deserve to be rich, to have a lot of money. I totally deserve it. We all deserve it. I need to compete with other people to succeed in life. I don't need to compete anymore with other people to succeed. I have harmony in my relationships around money. It's tough to make money. It's easy. It's easy. It's always easy to make money from now on. I'm not clever enough to run my own business. I've got to work. I always work for others. Not clever enough to run my own business. I'm totally clever enough, smart enough, and have all the resources to run my own business. Hi-oh, hi-ya. Hi-ya. Hi-oh, hi-ya. Whenever I make a lot of money, I lose it. I always lose it. When I make money now, I will never lose it. I'll be able to help more and more people. Have some health issue going on. Jeez, I'm never completely healthy. I'm perfectly healthy from now on. Deserve to be healthy. I totally deserve 100% health. I don't have it together enough to figure out how to be healthy. I'm stressed all the time. I totally have it together enough to be healthy. I have it together enough to be healthy. I'm an emotional mess most of the time. No wonder I'm not healthy. I'm an emotional mess most of the time. Even a small part of the time, I'm a mess. I'm totally emotionally stable always from now on. Life sucks, and you die. You grow old and die. Life is wonderful, an adventure to treasure. Hi. I'm not capable of healing myself. I've got to go to doctors. I can't heal myself. I'm too sick. I've got too much stuff going on. I'm too busy. I'm too tired. I can't heal myself. I'm not able. I'm 100% capable and can absolutely heal myself. I don't deserve it all. Health, wealth, and harmonious. I can get, you know, relationship happening, but then I'm out of money, or it's like I get two of them going, and then I get sick. There's no way I can have all three: health, wealth, and harmonious relationships. I can't have it all. Nobody has it all. Hardly. Totally deserve it and can have health, wealth, and 100% harmonious relationships from now on. Deserve it. I am a perfect, pure soul and spirit in every way. attention forever, at least through the evening, at least through the weekend, at least maybe through the week. Imagine a pure, perfect soul and spirit, that thought present all the time for months and years to come. And every lifetime to come from now on. May we all be 100% pure souls and spirits.